So, you want to launch a water bottle rocket. These rockets use pressurized air and water and can fly at 100 miles per hour. Unfortunately, used improperly or carelessly, they've been known to burst, strike spectators, or launch into the face of a participant. And yes, this has really happened. The rockets have also sometimes damaged property by landing hundreds of feet away. Adequate and knowledgeable adult supervision is critical to a safe, successful launch. Leaders and participants should be aware of local and state laws related to the launching of rockets, including water bottle rockets. Here are a few essential tips to have a fun, safe event. Rockets should be remotely launched from a stable launch device and not handheld. Operators and spectators should stand back at least 50 feet. High-pressure air can cause a water bottle rocket to rupture and explode, causing severe injury. The plastic bottles commonly used for soft drinks or water are generally used to construct the body of the rocket. Flying components, such as fins, a nose cone, or decoration, need to be lightweight and non-metallic. Air pressure should be appropriate. Most websites recommend a maximum range between 50 and 90 pounds per square inch, and only atmospheric air should be used. Use a working and accurate pressure gauge. We recommend a manual tire pump set away from the launch site. If a rocket does not launch successfully, do not allow anyone to approach the rocket until it has been depressurized. Additional tips and resources for this and other safety moments can be found on the Scouting Safely website on scouting.org.